WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
One of the critical factors in battling the pandemic is gathering data about it and making it available to interested parties. I recently spoke again with Dr. Ann Coker, professor of epidemiology in the Department of OBGYN at the UK College of Medicine and Verizon Wireless endowed chair in UK's Center for Research on Violence Against Women, about wellness, health, and you, and what we've learned over the last 13 months of the pandemic. Ann, thank you so much for talking with me today. I wanted to visit with you a little bit and follow up on a chat that we had months ago about WHY, the WHY program, and just to catch up with you a little bit on it and learn about some lessons learned during the pandemic. So maybe we can start off again defining what WHY is and going from there.
I'd be happy to, and I want to say thanks for this invitation. The Wellness, Health, and You, or WHY, is a study, essentially, or an opportunity for individuals within UK communities, meaning Lexington, but also beyond Lexington, across our country, and particularly our state, to participate in research. And when I say participate in research, we're not interested in just finding out your answers, but actually finding solutions to problems that we in Kentucky specifically have. And you mentioned the our experiences during COVID and essentially a lot of people being working remotely. And that's an area that we looked at within Wellness, Health, and You, because people were struggling with how to, for example, take care of their children as well as to stay in their jobs. And that's one of the things that we looked at over time. We began the cohort component of Wellness, Health, and You COVID edition by looking at prevention strategies that individuals were or were not using during the pandemic. And we had the opportunity to start that with Dr. Kivenimi, and it worked so well that we expanded it to do this now quarterly. So as things are moving back to normal, or what will be normal at some point in time, we were able to add questions, for example, on continuing prevention behaviors, how people felt if they were working from home or having children that were learning from home, how that's working, what's not working. We also were, as I mentioned, able to include questions about willingness or readiness, if you will, to receive the vaccine and what were the barriers to receiving vaccine.
Well, so I'll be real interested, Ann, in hearing about some of these results, because I think after 13 months, even basic social conventions have changed, right? People say, "Hey, Greg, how you doing?" And I just don't say fine anymore. I say I'm COVID coping, you know, and it's even changing our language and our conventions. So I'll be really curious to hear about some of the things that you've learned.
Well, and that was a great thing. Glad you stopped me, because that's a great segue to one of the things we wanted to do. I was very interested in looking at the effect of COVID on our isolation. We are physically isolated, but we also become very socially isolated. And I don't think people, when we were really, really busy working in our lives, really recognize that we also really flourish when we can reach out to others. And COVID has taught us a lesson that we really need each other, not only to stay safe, but we need each other to be healthy and happy and whole. So all of those are part of what we do. We really focus on with the wellness part of Health and You. It's really a community. And that's a lot of what I think are the lessons learned or learning with our COVID experience. So one of the things we do is to track how people are doing in terms of sleep patterns during the quarterly launches of the survey. We also look at depression levels, anxiety. Those go together, depression and anxiety. So we look at exactly what you're talking about, but you gave me the opportunity to also say that, as I mentioned, we're not just interested in collecting that information. We're interested in providing that information back. So we have created infographics to help with disseminating that information and using media, just like you, are helping us to do that, to communicate our findings back.
Do you see this, Anne, as a long-term project, or is it time-limited at this point?
The COVID component we're going to be doing until it's no longer useful to do. So what we're trying to do is to launch this annually, and I'm going to take a little segue stop because Wellness, Health, and You is absolutely going to continue. What we're talking about now, or I'm talking about now, is that how are we responding essentially to the emergency of adapting to life during COVID? So we're going to be doing that part until it, you know, we're back to normal, if you want to look at it that way, which may not, maybe never, you know. Things are, they have changed, and they have permanently changed in terms of how we communicate, I think. But anyway, that's going to continue, but Wellness, Health, and You, until it's not, but Wellness, Health, and You will continue, and you know, in perpetuity, because we want to provide that resource to find out essentially what are the best strategies, for example, to disseminate new interventions that may be focused on COVID, may be focused on other health threats, because in Kentucky and as in other states, there are significant health challenges that remain.
Well, you just anticipated the next question or comment I was going to have, which is, we seem so snowballed with COVID, and appropriately so, and yet we can't lose sight of the fact that many of the challenges pre-pandemic that Kentuckians and everybody faced are still there. We deal with a sedentary lifestyle, with smoking, with inability to access fresh food and food deserts. There's just so many things that have been perhaps even exacerbated by the pandemic that I guess for the last 13 months have been unfairly pushed aside just because COVID has taken up so much of our bandwidth.
Correct. And I think that that's, and also highlighted some of those. I mean, I think that the health equity issue has really come to light. And that's certainly part of what we do within Wellness, Health, and You. But you give me the opportunity, so I'm going to take it, to talk about how researchers and individuals who may not be researchers, but in our general population, just interested individuals, could suggest topics for us to include in Wellness, Health, and You. And we certainly work with many different faculty to create what we call modules, which are basically short surveys. We really try not to inundate people who are taking our surveys with more than about 10 to 15 minutes worth of questions. So if there's a specific interest in any of the academic community within Lexington area or across the state have an interest in there, welcome to contact us and let us know that they might be interested in developing a module, and we can easily respond and make that happen, and then that data can be provided back through IRB approval, but can be provided back to others for others in the community. So there's a way of what YRB is not static, but actually a way to collect information that's useful for others and that will improve the health of Kentucky.
And that is a wonderful point for us to stop on, unless there's anything else that you wanted to share before we part.
Well, I do want to say, I'm hesitating here because I could describe, there's so much here that I could get into the weeds, so I'll just say it really quickly. One of the things that we've been trying to do with Y, which has to do with keeping things short, is to launch short modules, which I've made that point. But each of the modules has a rotation so that we have information each year, for example, on social stressors. We have a module that is launched on sexual health. In fact, I'm working on an analysis on that right now. So we have a yearly way to check in on specific health threats or our wellness conditions. Physical activity is another one, as you mentioned.
My thanks today to Dr. Anne Coker, Professor of Epidemiology in the OBGYN Department at the UK College of Medicine and Verizon Wireless Endowed Chair in UK's Center for Research on Violence Against Women. for talking with me about wellness, health, and you, lessons learned and still learning. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.